In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Dan Muir today, Andy Pate as well, and the Trump train should be any second now. There we go.
Trump train!
Well, we need to ride that thing, don't we?
Oh, that's right. I'm on it. I'm on board, man.
It's picking up speed.
Well, I hope so. It is, Andy. And I hope, you know, hope it continues down that path, barreling away.
I sure hope so. Because if it does, if he wins, my gosh, are things going to get great.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about
great
that today
again,
because there's already some great economic news that came out today. We'll get into that as well. Real quick, though, the impossible question of the day yesterday, which, by the way, Andy texted in. I got this right. Andy got it right. Charlie got it right. 84% of us, which means this was too easy of a question. 84% of us are still planning on doing this for Halloween this year. What is it? Buy candy to give to the little rugrats.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Do you guys get good candy for them? I do. I get the best.
I don't get any candy. I don't have any trick-or-treaters. So, no.
Well, I mean, there are two reasons. I mean, obviously, you're very secluded
very.
Where you live, and also children fear you.
And they hate me. Yes.
Well,
I
always get the good candy, but then I forget to put it out. So
and
then
you
I
eat
gotta eat the good candy. Then.
Do you leave the light on or turn it off?
There's a light?
So, like, welcome.
Well, then if I turn on the light, they're going to come take
well,
my
candy.
Well,
that's right. That's why they do that. So, are you going to actually, here's a question. Are you going to hand out candy with COVID, or are you just going to put it in a little bucket and let them have a free-for-all?
We do it differently. We're in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And our
I'm sorry.
No, I love it. Are you kidding? We're secluded. We haven't, BLM hasn't
they haven't
burned
set up
down
stage
our
in the middle there yet.
It's
huh?
pretty cool.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, no, our cul-de-sac and, you know, a couple houses around, we all take this one driveway and have several tables around it.
Ah, you do the table thing.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
And the kids love it and just tons of candy.
Okay. You wearing a mask? You can dress up? What are you doing?
Oh, no.
What are you going as?
I'm going to go as me. I don't care.
Come
on. I don't get into the stuff.
You're not going to dress up like a nurse or a doctor or anything like that?
I think you should dress as a sexy nurse, Andy.
Yeah,
that's where I
not?
Think you should go.
Again?
Yeah.
That's how
pay tribute to our first responders and healthcare professionals.
That's how I got this job.
Andy, you could go as Dr. Fauci. You wouldn't be much different in the way you know.
I had to show a little leg, of course.
Handle things. You know.
What, Dr. Fauci? I don't want to scare the
Dr.
kids.
Dr. Fauci, I think what you should do then, Andy, is then,
terrifying.
Instead of candy this year, give out masks to the kids that say polio sucks. That's what I think you should do.
I would be tempted.
This mask sucks as much as my governor. Something like that.
I like that.
Let's not even go down that road.
Okay.
So
All
many
right.
meanings.
Today's impossible question.
Okay.
54% of Americans say they've done this as much or more in 2020 than ever before. 54%. So over half of Americans say they've done this as much or more in 2020 than ever before.
I got it. Cower in fear in their basements.
Yeah, I don't think you're far off.
Yeah.
Do you know
That's
that people, it. You know, and this is a real problem for Enchanted Kitchens because they work on the kitchens, but now that people are spending 80% of their time in their basements instead.
Well, that means Mighty Hand needs to come in and help them out.
I think so.
For the basement remodels.
There you go.
No, okay.
Build that ultimate man cave.
That's right.
50% more. I would say 54% more. Dan, what do you think? Order food delivery.
Ooh, food.
Yeah, that's.
DoorDash, what that
yeah,
kind of thing?
Yeah, at least at a bare minimum.
Yeah.
Shoot
it's down.
It's been a booming business.
Shoot down drones.
They've done this as much or more in 2020 than ever before. Shop online.
Yeah.
You know, I think
definitely,
there's a
but
lot more of that.
But wouldn't
going
that be higher than 54? I would say that'd be around 80.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Okay.
So what's your answer?
I'm going to say, yeah, a shop online I agree with, but I think that'd be even higher. So I'm going to stick with order food delivery.
Okay. Charlie? Charlie says cry uncontrollably.
Charlie does that every day during this show.
That's going to be liberals on Wednesday.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're not watching sports.
Did you hear what I just said?
They'll be liberals on Wednesday. Oh, please, God. Please, yes. Gotta be. By the way, do liberals know they're to vote on Wednesday?
Yes, Wednesday they vote.
It's Wednesday they vote, yes.
If Trump,
and if not, you can go Thursday.
Right.
Either one works.
It's wide open just for liberals.
Guys, I got to ask you very seriously. If Trump wins, what'll be the greatest thing? The fact that we're going to rescue America for the next couple decades going forward and we're going to turn around our entire way of life? Or will it be watching the videos of upset starlets falling apart over Trump winning and saying that they've got to move out of the country? What is going to actually be better?
That'll be fun.
Well, they won't, so that one doesn't count. They're all talk, no action.
No, but just the videos of them sobbing and crying and all this. I don't know, man. It warms my soul. I feel better.
I love it. I think it's fantastic.
So do I.
I mean, okay, well, just think about when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, those videos that were out about people just getting mad at her for dying. How could you do this to me? I mean, they were hysterical.
Screaming.
Yeah, screaming.
They were almost thinking she did it on purpose.
Right? I think they were.
Wait till Trump wins.
I think you're right.
They're going to have a conniption fit.
Well, so do you guys believe that we'll have the riots in the streets that they're predicting, that they're getting ready for if Trump wins?
Yes.
But do you think they're actually organic or are they contrived?
Both.
And if Biden wins, I do believe if Biden wins, that all goes away because they're going to get their way on everything.
Well, I had somebody in my Uber car today saying that, you know, they were afraid of riots whichever way it happened, whether Trump won or if Trump loses. And I said, I can guarantee you, if Trump loses, conservatives don't go out and riot. It's not going to happen.
No, the only thing you would have there would be celebrations of Biden winning that then turn into riot potentially.
Well, I'm not saying there will be no riots. I'm just saying it'll be way.
You're not going to burn every city down like you will if Trump wins.
No, but it won't be started by conservatives. This passenger of mine thought that conservatives would go out and riot if Trump loses.
Got to be kidding.
No, that's not going to happen.
But that's how the mainstream media portrays us.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but shouldn't they have some footage at some point of us?
No, you don't need
doing that,
Andy. Facts don't matter.
Oh, my bad.
Come on.
John, move us along. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I have a great article that we can talk about. Steve House is going to join us at 3:30. I've got a great article. It's an op-ed by Daniel Babinski and talking about some of the things potentially that are going to happen. He's got 7 predictions as 2020 ends. Should we cover them?
What was his last name again?
Babinski.
Babinski. Yeah. The
it's
big
close.
Babinski.
Almost Bobolinski.
Almost, but Babinski. B-O-B-I-N-S-K-I. Babinski.
Do you think he's ever had a Polish hot dog or a sausage?
Probably every day. Just saying. Anyways.
Gotta have a brat.
That's right. Mighty Hand Construction. We talked about that a minute ago. If you're cowering in the basement and you want to redo the basement, Mighty Hand Construction can help you with that. Up north, that is our provider when it comes to basements, kitchens, baths, siding, windows, you name it. They've got it all handled for you. It's Mighty Hand Construction. Go to klzradio.com, 970-844-9191.
It's time to stop painting over the damage and replace your siding. You'll be costing yourself more money in the long run by painting over wood rot and split boards every few years instead of committing to a full exterior redo with Mighty Hand. Micah and his team offer Diamond Coat siding, which comes with a 30-year, no paint, no fade warranty, so you'll have great-looking, durable siding for decades. You've been putting it off because you know it's a big expense. But you're not planning to move anytime soon, and you do want to feel like you're living in a nice place. Use some of that refi money to hire a local business you know will do a good job. As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand Construction can handle any exterior work in Northern Colorado, including roofing, siding, windows, driveways, decks, and more. Ask Micah and his team for an estimate on a full exterior redo at klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. And if you want to figure out a way to actually pay for some of those upgrades and redos and the things that Mighty Hand can do for you, just call Kurt. He's got ways to make that happen for you. 720-895-0500. Again, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Dan Muir, and Charlie Grimes, your engineer. Joe joining us on the phone. Joe, welcome. What's up, sir?
Got a road trip report, but I got a question for Andy. Andy, what casino did you used to work for in Blackhawk?
Mardi Gras.
All right. So my daughter and I are going down the road last night, starting to get dark. We were going to bunk in Columbia. As I'm going down the highway, I see this sign, Isle of Capri Casino in Boonville, Missouri.
Boonville.
The Isle of Capri was just one block away from us, just down the street.
The competitors.
Yeah. Competitors. So what the hell? I figured, okay. And I actually had a player's card. And I figured, so sure enough, they gave me a free room. So got two. One was free. Got a free meal. But
how'd you do?
Boonville, Missouri. You actually made about $100
between
us. So, free meal, got a free room. Boonville,
awesome.
Missouri, about an hour outside, hour outside of Dayton right now, which is where we're going to bunk tonight. So, so far the trip's going well. But,
good.
Yeah, a casino in Boonville.
Boonville.
So, Joe, I was dying to ask you this yesterday, but obviously I wasn't on air. Why in the world are you moving to Jersey? Have you lost your ever-loving mind?
Jersey Joe.
Dan, you ever heard happy wife, happy life?
Yeah, I live it every day.
but Joe, how did you get her to take you?
Good one.
No, seriously, her entire family, sisters, brothers, grandkids, nieces, nephews, and my parents are, about 30 minutes away. They're 92. So, it was time.
You don't have any choice.
For family, I get it.
No, wait a minute. So you're going to go and be with a big family out on the East Coast. This is very Biden crime family-ish. Are you sure? Are you sure this is safe? Are you guys going to be influencing foreign dignitaries? What's happening?
We're so far out in Jersey. We're almost in Pennsylvania. You know how Sarah Palin said, I can see Russia from my porch.
I
can see Pennsylvania from my back porch.
Well, that's
safe. By the way, I got to tell you, talk about crazy gun laws. Do you know that you can't even transport guns and ammunition in the same vehicle in New Jersey unless the ammunition is in a box with a locked padlock on it? 10-round magazine limits. So I'm leaving all my, you buy a 9mm pistol, it comes with a 15-round magazine,
right,
which I call a standard. Had to leave those with my daughter in her house in Pennsylvania. Had to sell two guns that New Jersey considers assault weapons.
Jeez.
And aren't legal in the state. So talk about just insane gun laws. What,
so if you someone pulls you over for a carjacking, you have to say, hey, hold on a minute. I have to wait until my daughter comes up in the other car with the ammo.
But, Andy, they've wiped out crime in Jersey. There are no carjackings. There is no crime in Jersey because of the gun laws.
Do I keep forgetting these things? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you forget. It's a blue state. There is no crime.
That's right.
And by the way, you cannot get a concealed carry permit in New Jersey. It is virtually unless you're law enforcement or retired law enforcement, you cannot get a concealed carry permit in New Jersey.
Well, there are people that move back to China to be with family too. So there you go, Joe.
Yeah, it was either that or get divorced. So
Jersey, so here we come.
Shows that. All right, Joe. Appreciate it. Thank you for the update. Keep calling, sir.
Will do.
All right. Have a great night. Ken is up next. Ken, welcome. What's up, sir?
Hey there, guys.
Hey, Ken.
So I want to compliment Andy for well he is imitating the old Dan who used to be on the show but ran out on us.
I do my best. I wake up every day and 10 times say, I want to be Dan. I want to be Dan. And it's working.
His wife is getting ready to commit him for saying that.
Thank
well,
you,
I was
Ken.
Thinking there was some reason he was hiding on the show, you know, because I mean, he ran away and hid from us, and he, you know, it's just like, what do you say? It's like all of a sudden the day a guy's gone, you know, you just like identify with him, everything about him, it just seems right, and then boom, he's gone.
He just disappears.
Like, Ken, you are totally right. The cowards always run from the front lines.
Oh, jeez.
Now you're calling me yellow? Thinking. Oh my gosh.
That's good.
I miss you too, Ken.
Appreciate it, Dan.
All right, Ken. Thanks.
You know, the thing that gets me is,
go ahead.
What do you think about this Greta lady? I mean, you don't even hear about. You know, I'm allowed to use straws now, right? Real straws.
Well, with COVID, straws have come back. They made a comeback. Drastic. Yeah.
Oh, the real straws did?
Real, yes.
Oh, good. Then I can start up my trucking business again to haul all the straws to the ocean to dump them.
Yes, you can. Yes.
Well, how about paper towels in bathrooms now? They have them galore now.
Because the blow thing creates more COVID.
It does.
Dan, just so you know, AOC is okay with you taking all the straws to the oceans so the fish can breathe.
Well, yeah. I mean, they need something to breathe
through.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's why I really like the ones that bend.
No, those are the best ones. Yeah. All right, Ken, thanks. As always, I appreciate it very much. Warren is up next. Warren, what's up?
Hi, Warren.
Hey, buddy.
How we doing?
Well, we're living a life.
Yes, we are.
Well, we're going to get through this election.
Yeah, we will. One way or the other, we sure will.
One side brings you chaos, the other brings you hope.
Very true.
Exactly.
Yep, well said. That's exactly right.
Where's Dan Boy?
I'm right here, sir. How are you?
What are you doing, you knucklehead?
John just asked me to hang out with him for an hour, so I said yes. This is a blast.
I've been banging him for weeks, Warren.
I miss you, boy.
I miss you too, Warren. Really do. I love it when you call in, though, so I'm always listening.
I mean, Andy, he tries, but he's a day late and a dollar short.
What do you mean? I was just told I do a great.
So Warren, I was just told
I do a great Dan impersonation.
So Warren, evidently that check I sent you cleared.
Yeah, it did.
Mine didn't.
Well, there's nothing wrong with your comments nor your commentary, John.
All right, sir. Thank you.
And I'm just busy as all get out.
Good. That's important. Nothing wrong with that.
Well. You know, everybody else is being hit, and I'm busy.
That's good. Yeah, certain sectors have done really well. Glad you are.
Well, it's holding up, and the trucks are doing well.
Good.
So I just wish you well, brother.
I appreciate it, Warren. Love you, man. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And to Warren's point, by the way, I was talking to somebody about this morning, one of my clients, and the reality is, which we're going to get into today when it comes to the economic numbers, you'll see that, you know, overall, economically speaking, we're doing really well. The problem is we've had huge shifts because of governors shutting down states, i.e. Colorado. People are still spending money. They're just spending it at places they didn't used to spend it in. For example,
very true.
You're not eating at a restaurant. You're still spending that money. You're just spending it in other places. It's just not going to help the restaurant stay open. Therein lies the problem.
Yes.
Right?
Correct. Absolutely. 110% correct.
And that's killing job after job after job after job.
Yeah, because typically what you're spending that money on isn't fulfilling the amount of jobs that you would have been with where you were previously spending it. Make sense?
Well, this is
a quick example. Do you guys ever go to IHOP?
No.
They're closing 100 more.
Okay. No.
I mean, that's why, because I don't go there.
You were
that's
saying terrible.
So what I was saying is I told you guys about the bar manager that had my car and about the shutdowns, right? Well, this particular person said that it's been so bad that she's got a one-bedroom apartment in Denver, and she's already got people living with her because they lost their places because they lost their jobs.
Gotcha. In a one-bedroom.
In a one-bedroom.
Wow.
Craig, you're up next. What's going on, sir?
Hi, John, Dan, and Andy.
Hey, Craig.
What's up?
Hey, Dan, I've written off our Vikings. They're done.
No, they stink on ice. They're terrible.
But it's glad to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
What's the chant for the Vikings? What is the
skull?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, skull, kind of.
Kind of.
Wait for next year.
Well, we're not much better, so don't worry.
But, you know, we lived through the Les Steckel years, which I actually thought was going to be the worst. But now this year is by far Zimmer's got to go. But that's enough. That's enough.
Okay.
That's never enough. Go ahead and talk about how bad the Vikings are.
Yeah, you Packer backer over there.
Well, on the subject of celebrities that said they were going to leave the country if Trump got elected, well, you notice none of them did.
No.
And Alec Baldwin, being one of the biggest hypocrites, has made a career of playing Trump on Saturday Night Live.
Yes, he has.
And so has Robert De Niro playing Robert Mueller on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
So, yeah, the money's too good here. You know, it's
they're not going
capitalism
anywhere.
Capitalism at its finest.
Yeah, they're, not going anywhere. No, they'll talk about it, but they're not leaving.
But how pompous do you have to be to make a comment like that anyway? To think that, well, I'm going to vote for Biden because, you know, Alex Baldwin might leave the country.
Well, who cares?
I mean, that's absurd think that way.
We could start a GoFundMe to
help him.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Okay, that's all I had, guys.
Craig, thank you very much. I do appreciate it very much. Mark is next. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, nothing. I just want to let everybody know we're doing our final Thursday Trump flag wave tonight in Highlands Ranch at 5 o'clock on Broadway and Highlands Ranch.
All right.
So, and how's the reception on those, Ben, Mark? How's the reception?
Yeah, great question.
You know, okay, I've been going to a bunch of them. I would say for every 10 or 15 people that honk their horn, we got one that drives by and yells and or flips us off. And I would say half of the people that are doing that are white girls under 30.
So you get the one-finger salute from the white girl under 30 that has white privilege, by the way.
Yeah, who's incredibly impressed with her white privilege.
Hey, Mark.
They might even still be living at home, yeah?
They probably are.
Quick question. How many white girls under 30 have you seen as part of BLM demonstrations down there?
Oh, a lot.
It's all the rage, isn't it?
Well, but you know what? We got some young girls, white girls, that honk at us, too. I mean, it's kind of weird to see some people that honk at us that you wouldn't expect them to honk.
Nice.
And then you'll see some guy, construction-looking dude, in his big old truck with us all.
The only reason I ask is every time I see a little BLM group of people holding up signs, they look like the cast from Charmed.
But here's the thing I've noticed with driving for Uber and Lyft, and especially before the latest Denver shutdown, is that the gals that are young like that but are out working, either waitressing or working in bars or working, are very much Trump supporters.
Gotcha.
It's the ones that seem to be just going to school that seem to be the Biden.
In other words, they've never made it to the real world
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Good update.
They're a lot of fun. They don't sound like fun, but they're fun.
Okay. So. All right, so again, give that announcement one last time, Mark, one more time.
Okay, it's 5 o'clock. Everybody's going to park, I think, in the Safeway parking lot at Highlands Ranch Parkway and Broadway.
Okay, all right, Mark, awesome. And if you want to call later tonight when you're out there, feel free to do so.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it very much. Yep, hats off to those guys. By the way, I've seen numerous people, and sometimes it's one lone guy with a Trump sign on a corner flashing it around, and you always honk and wave.
I do too.
And
I
it's just like, well, you got to love the guy.
I do. I love that guy.
I saw this one guy, and he was a Biden supporter with a flag. And this is down in Highlands Ranch. I was down at the AMC there. And with the flag and the whole thing, virtually no honks ever.
Wow. Well, then you had to get on the bus and go back to Boulder, right?
I guess so.
Downtown Denver, one of the two.
One of them.
All right, well, come right back. Don't go anywhere, guys. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, is coming up next. By the way, thanks for all the phone calls. We do appreciate it very much. It's a lot of fun. And if you need to talk to Michael, please do so. Go to klzradio.com. He'll help you plan your estate and make sure that your stuff is in order before you leave this earth. 720-394-6887.
Order. Order in the court.
All rise. Probate court is now in session.
Your Honor, I feel like my client's testimony should be admitted.
Objection, Your Honor. His client is dead. He can't make any testimony.
Your Honor, is my client dead? Yes. Yes, he is. And does he regret not writing his will before he died? Yes. Yes, he does.
Where are you going with this, Counselor?
I'd like to submit my client's postmortem testimony about where his assets, should go after he...
After he died, turned into a ghost, and then told you what he wanted in his will?
Precisely, Your Honor.
Unfortunately, you can't write your will after you're gone, and you wouldn't want to be caught dead in probate court. It's kind of a pathetic afterlife. Call me, Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, at 720-394-6887. Don't wait until it's too late to write your will.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
A republic if you can keep it, Benjamin Franklin famously replied when he left Independence Hall after the Constitutional Convention in 1787. Kim Unson here. Friday, my fellow Toastmasters colleagues will expound on their thoughts regarding Franklin's important quote. Award-winning REMAX realtor Karen Levine, mortgage specialist Lauren Levy, and CD7 candidate Casper Stockham share why voting is an important responsibility. Andy Jones will talk about voting immediacy, and Douglas County clerk and recorder Merlin Klotz explains the life of your ballot. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and Dan Muir joining us for this first hour. We've been begging Dan to come on for a while. Steve House joining us now also from CD6, which is what he's running for against Jason Crow. Steve, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you? I understand you got a whole bunch of people on
there,
John.
We're full today. First time in a long time.
We're all 6 feet apart wearing masks.
Normally, I'm alone Thursday, so this is interesting. It's been fun. Usually, it's just you and me.
You can say that whole 6 foot away from each other thing on the radio, can't you? That always works.
Yeah, because nobody will know the difference.
Because we are.
And we're wearing masks, too.
Sure we are. All right, so hey,
I don't want you guys to be.
First of all, give us an update on the campaign, Steve, and then we got a question for you when it comes to voting and that on Tuesday. So just give us an update. How are things going?
You know, we're working hard. I think we're getting really, really close to our goal here. You know, we got 5 days to go. I think we're working 15 and a half hours a day on a regular basis. The feedback we're getting is great. I've gotten, you know, a number of great calls just in the last day or so where, for example, Barbara Jones and her husband, Walter, are voting for me or voted for me, and they're promoting me into the African-American community, and she's an NAACP vice chairman.
Wow.
So we're getting those kind of things happening. Nice. I just left lunch at an Ethiopian restaurant, and, you know, those folks are supporting us as well. And
nice.
There's just a lot of things going on that make me feel like, you know, it would be an upset on election night if we win, but I feel like that is an upset that we can definitely get.
Hey, Steve, one thing I've noticed is that Republicans are surging in their early voting here in Colorado. They were down 30 points. Then a couple days ago, they had pulled within 10 points, and yesterday within 9 points. So it seems to be trending in the right direction.
Actually, 7.4 as of the report I got
nice.
Today statewide. So, you know what it is, guys. I mean, I talk to these guys on the phone, a lot of voters, and they all say the same thing on the R side. They're saying, you know, President Trump made us realize that we need to vote late, you know, on election day. We need to take our ballots, not mail them. And I think a lot of people are holding them up for that reason.
So when it comes to, Dan was talking about this during the break, when it comes to election day itself, if there's any kind of a, you know, COVID outbreak or things along those lines, could they randomly run around and shut polling places down? Or are we, you know, kind of overreaching in saying that?
You know, I don't think they would do that. I don't think we'd see like a voting in person shutdown. They might, I mean, clearly it could be socially distanced. There could be long lines as a result of that. But I don't think we'll see a voting in person shutdown. I just don't. I mean, I think the part of the problem with coronavirus is, you know, you need to have a lot of the information that we're not getting. And, you know, one example is I had a conversation with a couple of docs this morning, including an epidemiologist, and they're saying a third of all the positive tests are retest. You know, people who had it tested positive, then were retested, tested positive again, and it gets reported as another positive test.
Gotcha.
So, you know, when you start and back in March and April, where, you know, we're now breaking those records, you know, March and April, we didn't have this ability to do testing. Now we can do testing. We did 30,000 tests in one day in Colorado. It was a record the other day. So you have that. And the other thing you have is you have this PCR test. And I get PCR tested every Monday and Thursday myself. And PCR tests, they do a 40 times amplification on the sample to see if there are any RNA-based coronavirus molecules in it. Well, 40 times is an awful lot of sensitivity. I'm not saying they should just change it. I just think we need to be aware of the fact that we're doing a lot of stuff that we wouldn't typically do with a virus. Mm. And, you know, we need to be mindful about how we treat it.
Gotcha. No, it makes total sense.
Yeah, and Steve, also at the precincts, at the polls, they're all going to be masked and distanced 6 feet. So I just don't know why they would have to shut it down. Do you?
No, I mean, in theory,
we've
heard this more than once that, you know, mask and social distancing is enough. I mean, I absolutely believe that unless you have a face-to-face or very close encounter with somebody who has the virus, who is shedding it at the time, it's pretty difficult, you know, to suggest that people are going to get it. So if they're socially distanced and wearing masks, it's highly unlikely it should be a problem.
Well, no, Steve, I know you can get it out walking your dog in the park by yourself.
That's why you wear a mask.
That's right. You can get it there.
If someone looks at you and says, I COVID exactly. you.
Well, mm-hmm. Which leads me to the next question, Steve. And we've had conversations even here with, you know, other listeners. Had a conversation the other day with a listener where, to me, it seems like there's a misconception on what masks actually do. In fact, you even hear it in the news media and so on, where, for example, I know from all the things that I've done that masks aren't protecting you or me. You know, the wearer of the mask is not the one being protected. Theoretically, it's to make sure that our droplets don't go into somebody else and so on and so forth. I get all of that. Yet, the first thing somebody asks when somebody has COVID is, well, were you wearing a mask? Well, am I wrong in what I'm thinking there? Because the mask isn't protecting me from getting COVID.
Yeah, it's that. But the other thing is that there was a study that was just published that said 85% of people who got COVID were wearing masks.
Right.
And, you know, so it's a hard thing. I mean, you know, I think people become more aware when they're wearing a mask, whether they work or not work. You know, I think it's something that is, it's a reasonable consideration given what's going on. But, you know, in reality, shutting down an economy again, you know, there's 67% less diagnoses for lung cancer this year.
Wow.
I promise you, there are not 67% less, there's not 67% yep. less lung cancer.
That's right.
You know, and it's the WHO said, you know, if you shut people down, shut an economy down, the poor get poorer and their health degrades and it gets even worse for them.
Right.
You know, we shouldn't shut down the economy for this. It's just not the right way to go. We need to be mindful and careful, but we also have to follow what the science is telling us. And it's telling us that, you know, there's a lot of people are tested positive who do not have symptoms. You know, they need to manage it that way, but they've got to be mindful about what they do.
Yeah, and Steve, by the way, you were mentioning the CDC report, which said it actually between 85 and 92% were wearing masks who caught this. And also, as you said, the WHO said, don't do lockdowns. They're terrible for people. Are you able to use that out on the campaign trail? Because there are got to be a lot of people who are being a little bit persuaded by all the fear-mongering.
Yeah, I think as much as anything, you know, people are asking, you know, when Joe Biden the other day talked about a dark winter and all that, if people are saying, are we really going to shut down our businesses again? I think they're really concerned about it, and they don't want that to be, you know, the case. So, you know, I think right now people are going to do almost anything they can do to prevent shutting down their businesses again because they were in such pain and agony over it.
And by the way, I think that's a spot on question, which I'm still baffled at this. So the mayor of Pueblo just announced that they're going to be shutting down and doing a curfew in Pueblo. I believe it's
10 o'clock.
Is it 10 o'clock or 11? 10 o'clock at night. And I just, you know, tongue-in-cheek have to ask, I guess, man, COVID is really, really smart, Steve, because even though most people probably in Pueblo are in bed by then, they're putting a curfew where you can't run around. Is that because COVID spreads more highly at night when it's cold out? Now it's Colorado, and to me, that just sounds like you're just a moron. Sorry.
That's when I catch all my COVID.
I mean, I know you can't say that, Steve, but I'm personally asking the question, you know, why as a mayor would you shut down and do a curfew when you know that, first of all, most of your people aren't going to be out running around in the first place, and second of all, COVID can spread during the day as much as it can at night. It doesn't know the difference.
Here's why. There is an actual reason. I don't know. I haven't looked at the data. I mean, it's like saying you can have 25% capacity in a restaurant. I can't tell you why they use the number 27% or 5%. Why isn't 31% or 38% or whatever? Right. There's no rhyme or reason to that. But in Pueblo, I think what he's trying to imply is when you get to 10 o'clock in a bar or a restaurant, people have had a few drinks. They get less mindful about it, and, you know, they basically aren't as protective of themselves after 10 o'clock, and I think that's why they're doing it. At least I think that's the theory behind it.
Is there any validity to that theory, I guess, is my question. Because, again, what keeps somebody from not being as mindful at the office or any other number of places during the day? Because, I mean, I still think we're in this stage right now as a state, especially, where people are starting to get the mask fatigue, if you would. They're just tired of all of the nonsense, and I see people all the time. I mean, the minute most people exit a store, as they're walking through the threshold, they're ripping their dang mask off to go to the car.
Yeah, and John, it's a classic situation, right? So when you state one thing, and then you state the opposite thing, and you do that more than once, a.k.a. originally, you know, it's not going to be a problem, and then it was a problem, then it's you shouldn't wear a mask, you don't need to wear a mask, now you do need to wear a mask. When you go through that, you know, and then you go social distancing, a mask should protect you, but yet, you know, as Andy just pointed out, you know, somewhere close to 90% of the people who got COVID were wearing a mask. You know, you start to get people, you lose people. You lose their willingness to do things because
right.
they don't know what the truth is anymore, and they've heard multiple versions of the truth, so they just basically say, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
And that's what happens.
And the reality of it is, too, if you're going to a bar and you want to sit at a bar, you're not worried about COVID. You're not worried about anything because you just got to get out and you got to go have some fun and see some people.
And I guess the question would be, does it matter if it's 8 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock
no.
at night? And I understand your theory, Steve, on what, you know, what these authorities, quote unquote, are looking at. I guess I just, you know me, I'm a data guy. I'd have to see the data to see if that stuff even works or not, because, frankly, I'm not convinced that it does. In Colorado, they claim that we're about as successful a state when it comes to mask wearing and distancing and so on as probably any state, and yet we still see the same spikes other states do, Steve. So to me, the data doesn't support what we're mandating.
Well, the other thing you need to look at, guys, is look at where the spikes are, right? North and South Dakota, Montana, they're in cold places. So if you're going to have a mask mandate or if you're going to have a spike in a cold place, why then do you quarantine
yeah.
people together in a cold place in a room where we have the spike from internal spreading, which it obviously spreads more indoors than outdoors, but why do you then quarantine people into a house together?
Great question.
I mean, that just doesn't make sense. Not
you know,
logical.
You know, my only hope is that on election night they do keep the bars open later because Jason Crow's supporters are going to need them.
Yeah.
Good one.
Love it.
Good one.
That's my Andy, man.
There you go.
Love it.
Steve, we love you. We really appreciate it. Best of luck to you. And, you know, we've got my full support, endorsement, everything else, you know, whatever I need to do to help you, I'm here. And we just got to get you over the finish line. We lose you? You there, Steve?
I am, yeah.
There we go. We got you back. Yep, we just got to get you over the finish line is what I said.
Thank you guys. I mean, you know, houseforcolorado.com, we're going to be continuing to make calls. If you want to come in and make calls to voters, I certainly would appreciate that too. We can set you up. You can call from home if you want.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Steve, thank you very much. We appreciate it very much. Have a great night and best of luck.
We'll talk
to Steve again next Thursday. By then
we'll know some outcomes. It'll be Congressman House.
Let's hope so.
Congressman-elect
so.
House.
Let's pray so. Let's hope so. Literally. All right. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. And, gosh, what can I say? I meant this when I said it yesterday. You really got to make sure that things are dialed in the kitchen because it is a place everybody hangs out.
I'll tell you what. I did a 15-minute interview with these guys. They're absolutely fantastic.
Solid guys.
And not only that, they don't make you feel like a dummy. And they know so much. But, boy, do they make you feel comfortable during the process.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
I appreciate you saying that, Dan, because I think in a lot of cases, folks can feel intimidated by a quote-unquote designer. You know,
exactly.
Somebody's going to help you along in this process. But what a lot of folks probably don't realize is by doing that process, in the end, you're going to have a better product overall and probably will save money and have things done correctly because you did the initial planning phase correctly.
Absolutely.
It's like building a house.
Exactly.
So, again, Enchanted Kitchens, folks, find them at klzradio.com, 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
Franktown Firearms, folks, where you can exercise your Second Amendment right. No, it's not just a hobby. It is your right to own a gun, to be trained on that properly, know how to use it. Franktown Firearms does all of that for you. Go to klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
Instead of transporting your firearms to and from the range, you can store them safely on-site at the Franktown Firearms Armory. After purchasing a firearm, the team at Franktown recommends that you shoot consistently with your own gun on the range, as well as signing up for one of their proprietary training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can develop confidence handling your gun. You can also store your firearms temporarily while you're on vacation or protect your heirloom weapons without taking up space in your gun safe at home. The team at Franktown prides themselves on developing long-term relationships with their clients. They see beginners turn into experts all the time. First-time buyers come in looking for guidance and come back because they're having fun. Learn to shoot with confidence in a family atmosphere. Store your firearms at Franktown. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for pricing. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Susan at Premier Manufacturing says, "In the 2+ years I have been with Premier Manufacturing, my interaction with BES has been nothing but positive. When we have a service issue, they do their best to have someone sent out that same day, and the service people have always been friendly, efficient, and professional." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back, everybody, to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Damn, you are along with Andy Pate and, of course, the big guy himself, John Rush.
All right, let's talk to Bob Finnegan from Purefoy Chevrolet. Bob, how are you, sir?
Wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very, very well. What's happening at Purefoy?
Hey, I just wanted to make one comment on your last guy. You guys were talking about the masks and
stuff. Yes.
The one thing that makes me question the validity of it, you know, when we hear things from the great minds like Jared Polis.
Yes.
What are the standards? Is it the surgical mask? Is it the bandana? Is it the gaiter?
Bob, it's whatever makes everybody know that you're fearful of having COVID.
Yeah, I prefer the Fruit of the Loom style.
That's exactly what it is.
I always tell stores I'm using the force. Actually there.
I mean, seriously, Bob, it really does come down to because we're just trying to show everybody we're scared of something. That's what it boils down to.
So, Bob, as you know, I drive for Uber and Lyft, right? And so 90%, I'd say 95% of the medical professionals I have in my car tell me the mask that everybody's wearing, including the one that they have on, does absolutely no good. Right. That's what they tell me. And then they're begging me if they can take it off because they don't want to ride in the car. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and that's why I say when I hear it, it's like, well, if you could prove something to me, hey, by all means, I'll buy in. But when I see somebody who walks through the store with, you know, tissue paper over their face, I don't feel anything.
I hear you, Bob. I agree with you. Are you from Missouri, Bob?
Show me.
Me? No.
I thought maybe that show me was coming through there a little bit. I have a little Missouri blood in me. That's why I'm that show me guy because, you know, I got to be shown. I want to be proven.
Well, and I'm open-minded. You can convince me of things. You just have to give me a little bit of logic and common sense. Go. I just haven't heard it from these guys yet.
All right, so give us some common sense on how to buy a car at Purify Chevrolet.
Well, I have right now, we are stocked up on used cars. I got all kinds of great vehicles on my pre-owned lot. I got one specific one I did want to run by your listeners.
Okay.
Something that we just sale priced. It's a 2016 Ram Bighorn, 4x4 crew cabs, got a 5.7 V8. Thing only has 20,000 original miles.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we have a sale price for $29,900.
Okay, $29,900.
You know, real quick, I got to weigh in. A lot of places you go buy a used car and you're buying a used lemon. I went and I bought a car from you, Bob. Bought a used car, not a single problem. It's been gorgeous.
No.
It's been wonderful.
We do try to put a little nicer brand of used car. Like when I buy something or if we trade something, they all go through the shop. They all get the same inspection as you would get when we do a certified car. We want to make sure that if a car's got a problem, we don't want to hand it off and make it somebody else's problem. It's just that I can send it to the auction, yep, just as easily be rid of it. Doesn't need to be a customer's problem. Well, we will not sell anything that we would not buy ourselves.
And to attest to that, Bob, I had a Drive Radio listener that bought a used car from you guys recently, and they asked me, hey, do I need to get this thing, you know, checked out someplace else at another independent shop like I would normally tell everybody else to do? And I said, not if you're buying it from Purify. You don't just buy the car. You'll be good to go. And sure enough, it's exactly the way it works.
We appreciate that. You know, we try to keep as much in the karma bank as possible.
Nope, you guys do a great job. So, all right, what's your new inventory like as well? I know there's folks out there that might be looking at the end of the year tax returns, or, you know, not tax returns, but P&Ls getting ready for the tax return, thinking, hey, I might need to spend a little bit of money, some Section 179 depreciation. What do they, you know, what do they need to do as far as that goes, and what do you got on the lot when it comes to trucks and that kind of stuff?
We are a little lighter than usual, but luckily we have a little bit of everything. They got a lot of trucks out there, which is pretty much our bread and butter. We still have some Equinoxes sitting on the ground, Traverses, okay, Suburbans. You know, we try to at least make sure that we're covering all the bases. And if anybody comes in, again, mention that they're a listener, we will take absolute care of them. I'll make sure I do something special for them, whether it's extra for trade, free accessories, what have you.
Okay.
Just come in and mention that they're a listener.
Okay, one last question. Do you have 2021 Tahoe Suburbans in yet?
Yeah, we've had a couple of them that have gone real quick. I have one right now that just rolled in probably even last week.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do have a 2021 Tahoe sitting on
there. You go, folks. That is, by the way, that's right now got to be top of my list of favorite vehicles, Bob. Great vehicle.
Phenomenal.
It's awesome.
Great vehicle.
So, all right, Bob, I appreciate it very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, and that is it. And you know what? Let's do this. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next, purifychevrolet.com, and then we come back. We're going to talk about potatoes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll come right back. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Myself, Dan, and Andy, and we're going to talk potatoes.
Well, we're going to talk about a potato farmer who was speaking, had a question for Joe Biden at a Biden town hall.
Okay.
So it was probably just the two of them.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm just assuming. Now, please bear with me because, you know, when Biden speaks, it's just a stream of consciousness or really a stream of unconsciousness. It just kind of goes through.
We ready with Biden's?
Yes. Here we go. Asked just now on Biden's town hall from a potato farmer, how do you plan to decrease the regulatory burden for farmers and business as a whole?
Okay.
That's a good question.
Good question. Yeah. Great question, by the way.
Biden's answer. Now, I want you to stay with this. We should provide for your ability to make a lot more money as farmers by dealing with you being able to put land in land banks, and you get paid to do that to provide for more open space and to provide for the ability for you to be able to be in a position that we are going to pay you for planting certain crops that in fact absorb carbon from the air.
What?
My first thought was, I don't have enough land. Can I withdraw some more from the bank? I have no clue what he's talking about.
I have no idea what he just said.
But I don't know, but at the end.
The concept of land banking. So they do set aside land for farmers not to plow.
I know what land banks are. I know. But his concept of it is just ludicrous. Okay.
Well, it's big government control is what it is, and it's all based on the new Green
Deal. Actually, what he
just...
It was
all over the map.
And he's everywhere.
Well, and what he
carbon
just,
from the air.
What he just said is he's actually going to increase regulation, not decrease. He did answer the farmer's question.
Right.
Because what he said was, I'm going to increase your regulation,
absolutely,
not less of it.
He was trying in his dull-witted way to explain how actually what you really want are way more regulations. But he was all over the map. All over the map. Put in land banks, you get paid to do that to provide for more open space, provide for the ability for you to be able to be in a position. We're going to pay you for planting certain crops that, in fact, absorb carbon from the air. We're going to pay you to plant the right kind of stuff that really absorbs that carbon.
And, of course, who's we?
Well,
we are going to pay
you. Maybe you and me.
Yeah, exactly.
The government.
So, by the way,
it's our money.
I'm not a farmer, but what plants would those be?
I don't know.
I think tobacco. I don't know. I have no idea.
Are there certain plants that absorb?
No.
He says planting certain crops.
Right.
So here's the red flag for me on this whole thing.
There's just one?
There's one, and it's a major one. Are you guys ready? Sounds like the cost of my French fries are going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't like that idea.
By the way, Bob
says, I like
says,
my French fries.
Bob says, after talking to a Finnegan, you now talk potatoes after I hang up?
Great point,
good
Bob.
One, Bob. good one.
No, but just think, all that golden, crispy, greasy yumminess is going to cost more.
Yeah,
wrong.
If Biden
it's
has his
wrong.
Way, it will.
I'm actually taking this kind of personal now.
Dan, you need help.
Well, ultimately, Joe didn't answer the. He did answer the question, but really not. I'm guessing not in the way the farmer was expecting, because really, in a way. We already do, but you know what Joe Biden doesn't understand is, as a country, we already do the things that Biden's talking about. Maybe not to the point of picking the crop to do whatever he's talking about with the carbon end of things, but everything else about that statement that he made, we already do.
Yeah,
well, and
we
it's
do all of that,
and
as a
quite
country.
Frankly, it's a huge problem because it keeps food prices up.
It's called crack to the farmer.
That was the next point. It's definitely crack to the farmer. I mean, farmers are a bigger welfare queen than welfare queens.
This is almost as bad as ethanol. Let's just say that.
Well said, Andy.
Nothing's quite as bad as ethanol, but this is up there.
It's really bad.
So you heading out, Dan?
I gotta go.
Well, thanks, man.
This has been fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime.
Love it.
Anytime you want to pop, stay on after your Thursday gig, you're welcome to.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Enjoy having you.
Really enjoyed it. Thanks. And thanks everybody for calling in.
All right. We got two more hours coming back. Myself, Andy Pate. We got a lot to talk about. Let's just say that. We got some guests. We got a lot of topics. So don't go anywhere. Hour number two is next. If you missed this first hour, which we had a lot of fun, catch it tonight between 6 and 7. Otherwise, we'll be right back. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.